It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
To answer our question for today is Pastor Mianda Ngoma. Once again, good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our questions.
Good afternoon, son. Thank you for having me here.
Our question for today, Pastor, is how do we approach the question of biblical literalism versus metaphorical interpretation?
Well, again, this is a billion-dollar question that decides, or that requires a lot of attention as we approach it. But yet there are many biblical truths that can be gotten. Maybe let me begin with, you see, in John chapter 1, John is baptizing people, and then he sees Jesus walking there. What does he say? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Yeah.
Was Jesus a lamb? He was not. So there are some certain scriptures in the Bible that were used because people understood what a lamb was. So when somebody says a lamb, they knew what that meant. They said, a lamb is pure. A lamb is this particular clean. So could he mean that this particular man is as pure as the lamb? So this particular language that the Bible uses, they use metaphors in some places in order to communicate what people are kind of aware. They can move from the unknown, from the known to the unknown. Because people understand things from the known to the unknown. Now, when you just bring something and say, and somebody actually said, one of the biblical commentators said, if it were possible at that particular time, they could have said, behold the pig of God who takes away the sin of the world. But if you had to look at a pig is not clean. A swine is not clean. So metaphorically speaking, when somebody just mentioned a swine, you understand it's a dirty thing.
Yeah.
So there, we are able to relate with the Bible when the language is used to bring out certain aspects. But yet there are other Bible verses that says, literally it says, go ye therefore and baptize them.
Yeah.
Go ye therefore and fulfill the and subdue the earth. That's literally go and do this, you understand?
Yeah.
So there are certain scriptures in the Bible that are very direct to say, it means this. For example, Nicodemus is told, can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born again. And then he's worried, can I go and be in my mother's uterus again for a longer time? He says, no. This is not a literal meaning, but metaphorically we are saying, do you understand the process of rebirth? That's what you need to go, but you need the what? The water. We need to understand the context in which something is used. That's why Isaiah was glad to say, yeah, a little, there a little, precept by precept. Now understand to say, okay, this is what it means. But if you take that, I'm sure that's Isaiah 28, verse number 13. But the word of God, of the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So we need to apply this particular verse also as we are interpreting the word of the Lord in terms of, is it literally or is it figuratively or a metaphoric language? Because language sometimes is metaphoric. Somebody can say, put me in the light. Do they mean they should go in the light? No, they want to be enlightened. So how we use language is we use metaphors to communicate something to people that people can understand better. I think that's a point I have, sir.
So how do we know this one is meant literally? And how do we know this one is figurative? Do we leave it up to the person's understanding? Do we leave it up to a person's choice?
No, sir. We are not safe to leave it to the person's choice to say, okay, this one is literally, this one is metaphoric. For example, when the Bible says, you shall love your God the Lord, in the Ten Commandments or the fourth or the fifth commandment, the Sabbath. Is it a metaphoric language or literal? No. So that one is there are certain verses in the Bible that are clearly stating literally the Bible means this, like Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Is it a metaphor? No. So we don't consult ourselves, but we consult the Bible. No wonder I said, here a little, there a little. We must consult the Bible to hear what does this particular verse say. So because the Bible supports itself, we don't need another human interpretation or maybe another human support in order for the Bible to prove itself right or wrong. No. But the Bible itself will support itself. We must prayerfully ask God to give us direction to say, what do you mean here? Is it literally or metaphoric? But the language can tell. But the Bible also is clearly stating most of these things.
Okay. All right. Pastor Angoma, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your insights. We're looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Blessed one at that, Pastor.
Thank you and blessings too.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.